And we're holding on Tess Ahmed Bey's five lines from the bottom. We're in the middle of discussing the opinion of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. So far we had, in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda had said that there's the Sur HaNasa Bifnim, you have the goat, that's where the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh on Yom Kippur. And he said that deals with a case where a person had to begin with the idea that he was Tomei and that he's not allowed to enter the Bais HaMikdash. Then he forgot, and now he doesn't know yet that he did something wrong. So that sir is Toilet, it suspends his punishment until if he ever finds out that he did something wrong, then he'll bring his own personal Korban Olah V'Yored for it. Then he said he had the Sur HaChitzon, the one which is part of the regular Korbanos Musaf, where the blood is brought on the outside in his Veach, as is most Chatos. That one deals with a case where there was Yediya Besoif, but not Patrila, where he didn't know to begin with that he was Tomei and that he was also to go in there, and now he went in there at Kodshim, and now he found out. There's no way for him to bring a Korban, because to begin with he didn't know, so then we're saying that the Sur HaChitzon is Mechapa for that. Then Rabbi Yehuda had continued, as far as where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and not B'Soif, then you have all the Se'irim that are brought on all the other Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh, all Mechaper for that. That was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Worth mentioning, by the way, in this connection, the Tosefta at the beginning of our Masechta points out this whole matter of Tumas Mikdash for Kodshav. You know, we tend to not think much of it. It's not part of our daily experience, unfortunately. But the Braisa points out there in Tosefta, you want to realize how strong, how serious an Aveda it is. Most other Avedas, you know, you have a person who brings one Chatos and that's that. Here you have no less than 32 Chatos throughout the entire year that are meant to deal with this very same thing of Tumas Mikdash Fakadjo. Plus, a person might sometimes bring a korban of his own if he has the idea of a tefillah, the idea of a soif, etc. Anyway, in the Mishnah, the Shimon had said that no, there's a difference between the ones of Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh. He said the ones for Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for Tohar Sha'ochos HaTomei, for a different thing where the person himself was Tohar, but the meat of the Kodshim was Tomei, and he ate that. So now we're in the middle of discussing Reb Shimon's opinion. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Seir Rosh HaKadoshim, so we now have found, based on the limud that we learned before, that according to Reb Shimon, the goats brought as Chatois on Rosh Chodesh, the Mechapri al Tohar Sha'ochal Satameh, that those are Mechapri for a Tohar person who ate the food when it was Tameh, because we said, since the Pasuk says, by Rosh Chodesh, V'oistam Nosam Lachem Moses is Avona Eda, that Hashem has given it to you, Moshe tells Elazar and Isamar, to be Mechapri for the sin of the congregation, and we said that that meant Tumas Basar, that meant, by Xavier Shava, that meant the meat is Tameh, and the people were Tohar and they ate it. What about Siri the Golem, Demachapri, Malshainba Yedia, Demachapri, Alshainba Yedia, Lebetchila, Velevisaif Menolon, according to Reb Shimon, how does he know that the goats that are brought on Yom Tovim, and that they deal with the case where there's no Yedia at the beginning and none at the end, Menolon, where does he get that from? And the answer is, like we learned before, earlier on this Amud, and as the Gemara is going to repeat further on, that Reb Chama Reb Chanina says that it could have said by the Korbanos of the Yom Tovim, Si'ir Izim Echad L'Chatos, or Si'ir Chatos Echad, or whatever the Lashon is, and instead it says U'Si'ir, so that tells us to tie it together with what we had before, Hachinami Si'ir U'Si'ir. The same way over here, when it comes to the Yom Tovim, the fact that it could have said Si'ir, and instead it said U'Si'ir, so therefore we can learn that it is similar to, so now we're all tied together. We have the one that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, and then we have the ones of all the Yom Tovim, and it's tied together by the fact that the first one begins with a Vav. Tosfos points out over here, as we discussed yesterday, that really it's not only from that, because then we have the problem that when it comes to Shavuos and when it comes to Yom Kippur, you don't have the Vav in the word of Seir over there, you just have Seir by each of them. So rather, the main thing is, because the Gemara is going to go on further and say that when the Pasuk says, Eila Sasu Lashem Moyadechem, then it means that it's tying all the Moyadis together, and that what's true of one is true of all the other one of them. So therefore, so far, we have with the Hekesh of the fact that it says U'Si'ir, that it says with the Vav, V'Ikush Si'ir HaRegolim V'Si'ir Rosh Chodashim. Therefore, we have a Hekesh between the goats brought on each of the Yom Tovim with the ones of Rosh Chodesh. Ma Sur de Rosh Chodesh, Mimilsa de Kodesh Mechapri, just as the ones of Rosh Chodesh are being mechaper within something of Kodesh. Now, according to Reb Shimon, it's not going into the Beis HaMikdash or eating Kodeshim when one is Tomei. According to him, the ones of Rosh Chodesh are dealing with the other way around. The person was Tavo, the meat was Tomei. But nevertheless, it's something involving Kodesh. Afsi, Irudagolim, Milsa, the Kodesh Mechapri. The same way, he says, the ones of Irudagolim are also dealing with matters of Kodesh, although a different matter of Kodesh, namely where the person entered the Beis HaMikdash Tomei or ate Kodshim when he was Tomei. The Ritva adds, the fact is, there is also a Hekesh or a Gzeirah Shavah between entering the Beis HaMikdash when one is Tomei or eating Kodshim when one is Tomei. So therefore, what applies to one can apply to the other, and therefore we can say that it works, that it works like that as well. He also adds that Ritva, we're not saying they're the same thing, because after all, we do have what we learned before from the Oisa Nosam Lachem, and that means that only Oisa, only it, only the korban of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for a particular kind of thing, namely a Torah person, right? The Tomei food, and not the other way around. So therefore, Reb Shimon can't say that it would be that all of them do the same thing like Reb Meir, because he learns from those words, the Oisa Nosam Lachem, that there's something unique about the korban of Rosh Chodesh. So the chitamer nikapu ad Rosh Chodesh. Well, that's the Gemara continues. The chitamer nikapu ad Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to say, well, in that case, then the ones of the regolim should be accomplishing the same kapara as the one for Rosh Chodesh, the one where Torah person ate tomei kodshim. And the answer is no. Ha'amrin. And we said before, it Hashem gave you for this per oisa. We said that Hashem gave it to you oisa noisa oven vein acher noisa oven. Only that korban of Rosh Chodesh deals with this particular oven, which we said before. Oven refers to a Torah person eating tomei kodshim, and no other korban can do that. V'chitei mendikapru. You're going to say maybe the ones of the regolim, according to Reb Shimon, should be mechaper for the same thing as the one for Yom Kippur, where we said by the Yom Kippur we're talking about where there was Yediyah B'Soif and not Yediyah B'Tchila. And the answer is Harminin, because we said also Achas Bashana. We said the Kapara of Yom Kippur is once a year. The pasuk says Kapara Zu Loitehei Ela Achas Bashana, that particular Kapara takes place only once a year. That one is talking about this, that one is talking about the third apnimi, the one where the blood was brought into the heichel. Nevertheless, Rashi points out, as we learned in the Mishnah, you have a hekesh between that and the chitzim one, and therefore we can't say that those have anything in common with the ones of the other Yom Tovim. So the Gemara says, Amai Mechapri. Well then, so now we have to figure out. So now, once we've excluded the ones that are dealt with by Rosh Chodesh and the ones that are dealt with by Yom Kippur, now we'll realize what it is that the ones for the Regolim are Mechaperon. Because what else could they be Mechaperon? E al sheyesh b'yediyah b'tchilah v'yesh b'yediyah b'sof. Would have been a chaper on the case where there was Yediyah at the beginning and Yediyah at the end and a helam in between, the classical case that we said in the Mishnah where he himself is chayav a korban, according to everybody except for Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't require the Yediyah b'tchila. Well, then, yeah, chayav a korban, who that person has to bring his own korban. How can he be yotze with a korban of the tzibur? The e al sheyesh b'yediyah b'tchila v'ein b'yediyah b'sof. Do you mean that would cover the case where there's Yediyah at the beginning but not at the end? That one is not nescaper completely by the korban sefer. All it is the sur hanasa b'fnim plus Yom Kippur itself suspends his punishment until, if he ever finds out that he did it, then he's going to bring a korban himself. And if it was going to cover the case where there's no, where there was no Yediyah b'tchila, but there is a Yediyah at the end, then that one has to be covered by the one, by the sur that was brought outside on Yom Kippur, plus Yom Kippur, as we learned earlier. So therefore, of necessity, once we've eliminated all the other possibilities, then of necessity, ein mechaper elal shein, and Reb Shimon had said the one of Rosh Chodesh itself is mechaper for Tumas Basar, where the meat was Tomei and the person was Tahor. al kochach, so of necessity. Ein mechape elal shein meidia le betchila v'labisayif. So necessarily, says Reb Shimon, the ones of Yom Tovim have to cover the ones that there's no yedia betchila or besayif. Now that's according to Reb Shimon. Meanwhile, according to Reb Yehuda, we said before he arrives at the same thing, but in a different way. He says the one of Rosh Chodesh also covers that case because it says lachatas l'Hashem, which as we learned yesterday means that it's something where only Hashem knows the avera. And then once we have usir that it says by the one of Pesach, then that ties the one of Pesach to it. And ultimately, we learn that it applies to all the other Yom Tovim. Reb Shimon, who holds that Rosh Chodesh is different, he's going to have to arrive at the same thing as far as the Yom Tovim by a different way, namely by eliminating all the other possibilities. Okay. Now we had in the Mishnah a third opinion. Reb Meir Omer Kol HaSeirin Kaparasan Shavachola. Reb Meir had said that all the Seirim accomplish exactly. So Reb Meir had said that all the Seirim accomplish exactly the same kapara, meaning, in other words, all of them deal with the case of Yediyah, of Ein v'Yediyah b'Tchila v'Yesh v'Yediyah b'Seif, and all of them also deal with Tohor She'ochos HaTameh. So according to him, there's no distinction between these various Seirim that are part of the Musafim. All of them accomplish exactly the same thing. In the Mishnah, the Mayor said, "Kol Asirin Kaparas and Shava Al Tumas Mitzvah Shkodshav," and that means, in other words, according to him, that the one Bachutz of Yom Kippur, the ones of Regolim, the ones of Rosh Chodesh, all of them are Mechatra for anything. Whether there's no Yediyah Betchila and there is Yediyah Besoif, whether there's no Yediyah Betchila or Besoif, Tohar She'ochos HaTameh. So the only one he says is different is Sar Hanasa Bifnim. So now, let's work out Reb Meir's opinion. Omer Rav Chomer Bar Chanina, my time into Reb Meir, why does Reb Meir say that all of them are the same? Again, because we have, where he was the main place where Reb Chomer Bar Chanina said his statement about the extra vav in Usir, which the Gemara has brought a couple of times before. The Gemara brought it earlier to explain Reb Yehuda's opinion and Reb Shimon's opinion, but now mainly originally he had said it in connection with Reb Meir's opinion, that Reb Meir says, because the pasuk could have said Seir, and instead it says Usir, Hukshu Kol HaSeirim Zelazeh. So with that we have a hekesh between all of the goats to one another. So it's a Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon, because the Vav adds to what we had before, meaning, in other words, he agrees that the one of Rosh Chodesh deals with Tumas Basar, the case where the person ate Tomei Kodshim, because on the strength of the Pasuk from Parashat Shmini, Va'oisam Nosam Lachem Vaseisas Avona Eda, he says in turn now because the Vav tells us to add, that the other ones add to what was said before, and therefore that all of them are being Mechaper also on all the various cases where there was no Yediyah at the beginning, and there was or wasn't Yediyah at the end, as the case may be, that all of them are dealing with that. All of them are dealing with that case. So the Gemara says, how does Reb Meir arrive at that? Chosafer Daitach. The Gemara starts with the assumption, Kochad v'chad mechavrei gomar, that each one is learning from the other one. Meaning, in other words, what we would start with like this is, you have, right after Rosh Chodesh, the next thing that talks about Pesach, the next thing that's talking about the Karbonas Musaf of Pesach. So we would say then, once we learned that the one of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for the Tumah of the Kodshim, when a Torah person ate Tomei Kodshim, then we were saying that now Pesach is listed after Rosh Chodesh, therefore it would learn from Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it works like that. Now, in turn, later on, that would tell us how we know that the Seir of Pesach is mechaper for the same one as for Rosh Chodesh. Now, in turn, we go further on in that section, and we get to, you have Yom Kippur and you have Sukkos. And Sukkos is listed right after Yom Kippur. So therefore, we would learn from Yom Kippur that we would say that the one of Yom Kippur is meant for, as we said before, no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there is Yediyah B'Seif. That's what we said, that the Seir Hanasa B'Chutz covers him and is mechaper for him. So now we'd say that the one. We learn Sukkos from Yom Kippur that it's mechaper for the same kind of thing, and in turn we would learn the other way around as well. By each one of them, Rosh Chodesh would be learning from Pesach, and Yom Kippur would be learning from Sukkos, that it also covers where there's no Yediyah, Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Seif, and then each one is being learned from the other one, because we have a Vav tying them all together, therefore each one will learn one thing, and then we can tie them all together with the Vavs. The problem with that is, The problem with that is, well, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Maiden Lomed Milomed, as we talked about a couple of times over the last couple of dafim, throughout the Torah, you learn one thing from another with one of the Midas Shatorah Nidreshes Behen, and then in turn, you can learn from that to another one, Chutz Mikodshim, with the exception being Kodshim, She'en Lamedin, that you can't do that. When you learn something with a Hekesh, when you learn a Hekesh from Din A to Din B, you can't then again go and do from B to C, and that's what we're trying to do over here. We're trying to do a Hekesh across them. Now, Tosfos points out that in the Gemara's Hava Amina, before it brought up Rabbi Yochanan's point, the Gemara wasn't bothered by the fact that some of them, we said Shavuos and Yom Kippur, it Bechalal doesn't even say a Vav, because anyway, we're learning one from the other, so it would mean even the ones where it doesn't say the Vav of Vesur, then it would still work because we have a Hekesh between them. But now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then we're saying you can't do that. You can't learn Pesach from Rosh Chodesh and then in turn learn something else from Pesach and so forth. It doesn't work. So the answer is Halakasha, fine. So it's not a question. Kulamikama Gamri, fine. So all of them are learning from the initial. All of them are learning from the initial one. So in other words, exactly that. So we're saying that we're not learning all of them. We're not learning one from the other. All of them we're learning from the initial one. We have the first one. It says Rosh Chodesh, which covers Tohar Sha'ochas Atameh, and Rosh Chodesh we learn from them because again the Vav does tie them together. That the ones of the Yom Tovim are where there's no Yediyah at all. So now. So then also we can furthermore learn from them to Yom Kippur and from Yom Kippur to them. So in other words, we're not learning one from the other. We're not saying we're going to learn Pesach from Rosh Chodesh and then we're going to learn something else from Pesach. All of them we're learning from Rosh Chodesh and all of them we're learning from Yom Kippur. That's not Dovra Lamed Behekesh, Chozer Lamed Behekesh, because we're not saying from that one we're going to go to another one. We're saying that each one of them we can learn from Rosh Chodesh and we can learn from two sources, from Rosh Chodesh and from Yom Kippur. The Maharshal deals with this a little bit still. I mean, how exactly does this limud work? The Maharshal is still a little bothered by the way that seems doesn't really seem to be a way of learning. So he explains basically that, something like this then. So it's like this. Tosfos discusses in more detail that again, Rav Meir holds that by Rosh Chodesh we said l'chatas l'Hashem, so it means chetchein makir ve'el Hashem, like we said before, where only Hashem knows about it, and then Rav Meir agrees with that and learns from that to all the other seirim using this hekish. Rashi, on the other hand, seems to be saying that Rav Meir does not darshan that particular drasha from Rosh Chodesh. So, like this. We have before we said the word osa, which meant that Rosh Chodesh is unique and it deals with only one kapara. And we said that achas bashana means that there's something about the kaparas of Yom Kippur that is unique only to that one. What we're saying is the kapara of Rosh Chodesh, then we're actually saying that, yes, there is something unique to Rosh Chodesh, but then the Hekesh actually tells us, don't make it unique to Rosh Chodesh. It means there's no other korban that the main thing is for this. There can be other korbanas that cover this case as well, but it's not the primary thing for it. So the Seir Golem are going to cover Ein Ba where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila V'Loy Yediyah B'Seif, and then because of the Hekesh, because of the Vav over here, and because Eila Tassu L'Hashem M'Yadechem is why we're going to apply what applies to the Yom Tovim also to Rosh Chodesh. So ultimately we're going to wind up saying that, ultimately, in other words, Rav Meir is going to say that it's true. You do have the word osa, which seems to be a miut. You do have the word, achas vashana, which is a miut. But because you have the hekesh with the vavs, then therefore it comes and compares them all together, and everything winds up being the same thing, says Rav Meir. Okay. So the Gemara says, but the point is, it's not lomid mina lomid, because you're not saying you're learning from one thing and then you're learning from that to something else. Rather, you're just learning back and forth between the two things themselves, and that's fine. All right, the Gemara says that the Gemara says Tainach called the Ksibe Osir. Fine, that covers all the ones where Rosh Chodesh and Pesach and Sukkot, where it does, and Rosh Hashanah, where it says Usir. Atzeras Yom Kippurim the Lekosibe Usir Menolon. What about by Shavuos and by Yom Kippur? There, the pasuk just says Seir without the Vav. So how do we know to compare them also and to say that the same thing applies to them as well? So that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rav Yonah. So rather, Rav Yonah says, no, we're not learning from the Vav of Usir. Omakro Ela Tasu L'Hashem M'mayadechem. Rather, because the Pasuk says, these you should make for Hashem. You should bring these Korbanos to Hashem on your Moyadim. So we learn from that. Hukshu Kol HaMoyadim Kulam Zelozeh. So with that, we're saying that there's a hekesh between all the moedim, one and another, and therefore what applies to one applies to the other, says Rav Meir. On the other hand, the Ritva points out, the fact is that drasha is not really such a strong drasha. If it weren't for, he points out that he doesn't seem to have the Girsa Ella over here. So according to him, the Gemara has not completely rejected Rab Chama Rab Chanina's drasha from the Vav. If it weren't for that Vav, we wouldn't think, says the Ritva, to darshan from the word the Moyadechem, that it means that all the Moyades are compared to one another. Because come on, you know, that's the way the Pasuk talks. So once we have the Vav as well, then it tells us to actually compare them to one another and to say that what applies to one applies to the other in terms of the Kapara. So we really need both drashas after all, says the Ritva. Okay, the Gemara says, V'horesh Chodesh lav moyadu. Wait a minute, though. The Yom Tovim, fine, but Rosh Chodesh is not, Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Tov. So how are you comparing, then, the Rosh Chodesh to all the other Yom Tovim? And the answer is Ivra. As a matter of fact, yes, Rosh Chodesh nami ikri moyad. Yes, you can find that Rosh Chodesh is actually called a moyad. The Omer Abaya, just like we find, Abaya says in a different context. The Omer Abaya, Abaya explains like this. With the Meraglim. The Meraglim, it says, the Gemara elsewhere calculates in Tainus, that they were sent out on Choftes Sivan. Now, so that means there's 2 days of Sivan, Choftes and Lamed. Then you have, in a regular year, there's 29 days in Tammuz. So that brings us up to 31 days. Then we know they were away for 40 days. So then, by that calculation, they would have come back the afternoon of the 9th of Av. And when would it be? The Pasuk says that everybody cried on that night after they came and reported, we can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. That would come out the night after the 9th of Av, the night going into the 10th of Av. The problem with that is that the Gemara tells us that Hashem said, you cried on this night for nothing, and therefore in future generations you're going to have reason to cry on this night.
So by one day.
So now the question is, it's all by one day, exactly. So therefore, Abaya says, Tammuz da'ahishata malyuhi malyuhu. What happened was, that year, Tammuz was made to be 30 days. Remember, this is when they were Makadosh al Piyaraiya. So they would decide every month whether Adam would come, etc. So that month, Tammuz ended up being a 30-day month. So now it works out. Because in other words, now you have two days in Sivan, 30 in Tammuz, and 8 in Av. They came back the afternoon of 8th of Av, and they cried. And on the night, going into the 9th of Av, and therefore there's Bechir L'Doris. Dichtiv, as Abaya says, you see that from the Pasuk in Eicha, Kora Olai Moyed Lishver Bachurai. Hashem called upon me a Moyed to break my young men. Meaning, in other words, that Hashem planned it in advance that month there should be Moyed, the Moyed of Rosh Chodesh, should be 1 day later in order to make it work out that the day that the Meraglim come back and the night that they cry is going to be the night of the Churban in future generations. So in other words, what we see from that in other words, taking the Pasuk in that way, Rosh Chodesh, the word Moyed in the Pasuk refers to Rosh Chodesh, that Hashem arranged that the Moyed should be arranged that way in order that it works out time-wise. In other contexts, by the way, we say that the fact is the word Moyed in the simple sense of the Pasuk does refer to Tisha B'Av as well. Because Tisha B'Av is the day when actually Lishbar Bachurai, and for that reason we don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, and there's a couple of other halachas that we get from this point that Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed, but here the Gemara is also pointing out that it means Rosh Chodesh as well is called a Moyed, and that the Kviyos of Rosh Chodesh that year was arranged in order for it to work out in terms of Tisha B'Av. An interesting point, actually, by the way, and it's brought, by the way, the Zohar Kodesh brings that that Tisha B'Av, that you have we know as we learned at the end of Makkos, that the 365 Loisa says in the Torah correspond to the 365 days of the year. The Zohar explains Tisha B'Av connects with the Gidanosha. Yaakov's hip was dislocated and became to Gidanosha, and that corresponds to Tisha B'Av. So therefore, it had to be in order for it to all work out that the Meraglim should return and the people should have that opportunity to cry, which unfortunately they did take that opportunity on the night of Tisha B'Av, is why Hashem had to arrange it that way. So actually, then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out an interesting point in this regard. He says, like this, when Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh, means they're infusing Kedusha into the whole month. So therefore, if they had done that year, then they would have been able to make Og be a month of such Kedusha that it would be impossible for Kochas HaTumah to have any dominion during that month.
So what happened was,
therefore Hashem arranged that year, Tammuz was a 30-day month. So therefore, they weren't Mekadosh it. The rule is, Beis Din is not Mekadosh L'Chodesh when it's a 30-day month, because they don't need to. Once it's 30 days, it can't be longer than 30 days. So in other words, Hashem arranged that they missed out being Mekadosh L'Chodesh that month, and that left room for Klippos to...
Because automatically,
if it's not 29 days, it's automatically 30 days, yeah.
And what did the Yid HaNoshek have to do with these?
So the point is, in other words, that we see, in other words, that Tisha B'Av is specifically associated with the Gidanosha. We see, in other words, that that's a Yom Mukh on the Poronis. It's a day that's meant for tragedy, and therefore that Hashem arranged that the Meraglim should come back on that day. But more to the point is, in other words, also, had Moshe and his Beis Din been able to be Mekadosh that Chodesh, then that would have overpowered that, and then it would have been... And then it would have been. So he goes on to say, actually, that what would have happened is maybe the Goyim would have entered the Beis Mikdash, but it wouldn't have been on Tisha B'Av. It would have been the next day on Yudav, and then they don't have such power anymore. So then they might have been defeated. So Hashem arranged it that it wasn't like that. But it all goes back to that fact that they missed that opportunity to be Mekadosh that Chodesh. It's brought, by the way, it talks about when it comes to the setup of the calendar, by the way, we have all the months that have major Yom Tovim in them are all 30-day months. Whereas the ones in between are generally 29. You have, for example, Tishrei with all the Yom Tovim is a 30-day month. Kislev, is variable. Shvat with Chamisha Asav Shvat. Nisan with Pesach. Sivan with Shavuos. It might be related to this idea, actually, because then it means if those months are 30-day months, it means the ones in between are 29-day months. Therefore, it means at the end of the previous month, Beis Din has to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So in other words, at the end of Elul, for example, Beis Din is necessarily going to have to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh to make it a 29-day month. That brings Kedusha into the entire month and keeps away Klippos. The same thing when it comes to Shvat, the same thing when it comes to Nisan and so forth, whereas the months in between, those can be 29-day months, meaning that the month before them there was no Kiddush HaChodesh, because those are mundane months anyway. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the point is, we see from that Rosh Chodesh is called Moyed, and therefore, yes, when the Pasuk says, Eila Sasu L'Hashem M'Moyadeichem, then it can very well mean Rosh Chodesh as well. This point also is an interesting vote brought from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky on this as well. The fact that we call Rosh Chodesh Moed, this explains why in the Nusach of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we say, we have the line in the paragraph, Rosh Chodesh Am Chanasata, we have the line over there, Ova Avodis Vesimistash Nismach Chulanu. Why are we mentioning the point that we should be happy with the avoid of the Beis Mikdash? We are going to be happy, of course, but why are we mentioning it specifically Rosh Chodesh based on this? Rosh Chodesh is a moyed. Nowadays, we don't really feel of it much as a moyed. It's not even also Basias Malacha, but when we have the Korbanos on it, then we have the true simcha of the moyed of Rosh Chodesh. We see also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We have a unique musaf that you don't have any other time. Any Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you don't have a special musaf. You daven the regular musaf davening and you just add in inserts for Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, you have a whole different one, because Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos is a whole different mitzvah. Okay. Getting back to the Gemara. So therefore the point is that yes, when it says Eila Sasu L'Hashem M'Moyadeichem, then yes, it includes Rosh Chodesh as well. All right, the Gemara continues. Now, Rav Meir will agree when it comes to the sur, where the goat of Yom Kippur, where the blood is sprinkled inside the Beis Mikdash, to that extent, he does agree that that one is unique, and that one accomplishes a kapara that the other one do not, and vice versa. So that one, the sur hanasi lefnim, as we've been learning all along, is mechapa, where there was a yidia betchila, but not yidia besoif, and it's suspends his punishment, and the ones of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim, he said, and the one and the Sar Hachitzin of Yom Kippur are mechaper for other cases. Why is that? Who ain't a mechaper kaparasan? Because like we said before, it says achas bashana kapara achas mechaper vein a mechaper shte kaparas. Because we said the word achas means by itself means one. That's mechaper, one unique kapara, where and not two. So it can't be mechaper for two different things. Because again, the pasuk doesn't just say achas; it says achas bashana. We talked about before. Rashi and Tosfos discuss. Does it mean the Gemara is dashing the same phrase achas bashana again, or is it because it's twice in the pasuk achas bashana? Anyway, so achas bashana means kapara zu loy tehel achas bashana. The kapara that's accomplished by the sur apnimi is only once a year. And the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, we learn in fact, a braisa like what Rabbi Yechanan says, Al she'en be yediyah le'tchila ve'le'besoif, for the case where there's no yediyah at the beginning at the end, ve'al she'en be yediyah betchila ve'yesh ve'yediyah besoif, and the case where there's yediyah at the beginning but not at the end, ve'al tohor she'ochol satameh, and for the case of the Tohu ate tummy meat, Sira Regolam Sira Ashkadosham Masur Hanasim Chutz Mechaperin Divir Meir. Rav Meir says it's Mechaper for all of those cases. Now he mentioned only those. We have a Sar Hanasim Bifnim Shirei. Now he left out the one that was made, the one that's where the blood is brought Bifnim, and he didn't mention it. The Kaparosa Nami Shirei, and he didn't list the case where there was Yedia Betchila and not Yedia Besoif. He only mentioned the other way around. There was no Yediyah B'tchila, but there is Yediyah B'tchila. And that's why, because Rav Meir holds, as Rav Yechanan clarified for us, that that kapara is accomplished only by the Sur Hanasa Bifnim, and no other, it can't be mechaper for any of those other cases, and they can't be mechaper for that case. Okay. The Mishnah continued. Rav Shehoyer, Rav Shimon, Omer, Rav Shimon used to say, Sira Rosh Chodesh Mechaperin Al Torah She'ochol Satomim V'chola, that Rav Shimon reiterated his point, that the Sir Hanasa, that the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh are Mechaper for one kind of thing, specifically for Tumas Boser, and the ones of the Regolim are Mechaper where there's no Yediyah Le B'tchila V'lo V'saif, and the one for Yom Kippur is Mechaper where there's no Yediyah B'tchila, but there is Yediyah B'saif. And the Mishnah had gone on to say that they asked Rav Shimon what would happen then if you had an animal that was designated for one of them and it got lost and now you want to redesignate it for a different one, to bring out a different time. So you have a goat, for example, that was designated for one Rosh Chodesh. Can you bring it on a different Rosh Chodesh? Or for one regal that you can bring out a different, regal. Tosfos points out, by the way, an interesting point in this regard. This Tosfos really belonged on the Mishnah, but whatever, it's printed here in the Gemara, if we're saying the idea is that the reason why it needs to be repeated each Rosh Chodesh is because between one Rosh Chodesh and the next, there might have been Tumas Mikdash Chodeshav, well then let's consider. Well, let's say, for example, you have a goat that was set aside for Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And if it was meant to cover any cases of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav that happened between Sukkos and the beginning of Cheshvan. Now, let's say, so that animal got lost. We're asking Rav Shimon, can you use it now if you find it for a Shkodesh Kislev? Can you use it? And Rav Shimon says, yes, you can, because they're all accomplishing the same kapara. Tosfos says, what do you mean it's accomplishing the same kapara? If you had somebody who did Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav during Cheshvan, then this goat was not originally designated to cover that. It was supposed to be brought on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And the Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav that happened during Cheshvan would be covered by the goat that you bring Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So how can you now say that this one should cover something that happened after it was designated and before they ended up bringing it? So Tosfos says, because once it was lost, Necker Hafreshosei, because now the fact that it was designated became uprooted. Now you have the other one that was designated instead of it, then it covers the ones that it was supposed to cover, namely the ones from the end of Tishrei, and when Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, then it'll be newly designated for Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and therefore it works, and now it covers all the ones from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Hearing him talk about how exactly that kind of thing works, how does that, how the Gemara is later on going to talk about, you have a concept called Kedusha Shebehem Lahechan Ocha. If you have something that was designated as a korban, the Kedusha can't just disappear. How does it disappear over here? What does Tosfos mean that the Kedusha, that it disappears just because it came lost? So the Kehilas Yaakov talks about there's a concept with Korbanos Tzibur called Lev based in Masna Alehen. We often have that the Korbanos, the Kedusha of the Korbanos, is subject to what Beis Din decides. So therefore, in this case, so they decide when they designate this Korban for Rosh Chodesh, they have in mind that if it becomes lost, then Lamafreya, that retroactively it was never a valid Korban in the first place. So first he says that doesn't really work because Reb Shimon, we're talking over here according to Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon and the Gemara is going to go on to say later doesn't hold of Lev based in Masna. So he gives a different answer. It's called Hektish Tos. It's called that they were Makdish it, and it turns out that it got lost. So if they had known that that was going to happen, they wouldn't have been Makdish it in the first place. So therefore that works, and we can say that it's considered that it was Hektish Tos, as opposed to the Gemara is later on going to talk about when you have leftover Korban Tumid, then you actually have, of necessity, you're going to have those. There you can't say that. So it's toast, because you have to be makdish to begin with. You have to have a certain number of animals in the lishka, so therefore the Gemara later on deals with how we deal with those every year. But over here, where the animal got lost, and that's something unexpected, then we can call the Kehilas Yaakov says we can call that hektish toast. Okay. So the Gemara says, let's work out Reb Shimon's opinion. We understand why Reb Shimon is saying that. Now, as opposed to also the Mishnah had mentioned the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon, where he says that each one adds to the previous one, unlike Reb Shimon himself in the Mishnah, who says that the one of the Shchodesh deals with one thing, the one of Regalim deals with a different thing, the one of the Sarah Nasav Achotiv Yom Kippur deals with a different thing, and each one is its own thing, and it doesn't cover the other one. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda had said in the Mishnah, in the name of Reb Shimon, he had understood Reb Shimon differently. But dealing now with Reb Shimon's own opinion, we understand why the ones of Rosh Chodesh are not mechaper for the same ones as the Yom Tovim, because Amakra Avon, as the pasuk says, as we quoted before, that the one of Rosh Chodesh deals with Avon Hakodshim. Avoin ha'eda means oven echad who knows of any knows of shnei avonis. So we learn from that, says Reb Shimon, that the one of Rosh Chodesh deals with only one oven and not two. And since we see that avoin ha'eda means the tohor sha'ochos atameh, then therefore it can only be that. Why don't we say, according to Reb Shimon, that the ones of Yom Tovim are going to be mechaper for the same thing as Rosh Chodesh, which is what we said before is what Reb Meir holds, because we said Reb Meir uses the vav of us to ear and the fact that it says elasasu l'ashem m'mayadechem and uses it to tie them all together. So why doesn't Reb Shimon hold the same way? And the answer is amakra oisa, because the pasuk says by the korban of Rosh Chodesh it uses the word oisa, it. Meaning oisa noise oven when achan noise oven, only it, the korban of Rosh Chodesh, can cover this aveira, can forgive this aveira of tohor she'ochos atame, and no other korban. So Reb Shimon learns from that word oisa. Here's where Tosfos points out, and then a little further on in the sugya, the Gemara is going to say that other Tanoim don't necessarily hold of this drosha of the word oisa. Tosfos points out then that at least Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, we're going to talk about later, may hold of it to a limited extent, and as we said before, it might also be according to Marashal that Reb Meir also holds of oisa to a limited extent, and therefore he doesn't reject it completely, and therefore he says yes, you do have that limud, but on the other hand you have a hekesh that overrides it. Same thing. The Gemara says b'shleima d'regolim lemechaperin adi yom kippurim. We understand why the ones of regolim are not mechaper for the same thing as the sur hanasa b'chutz of yom kippur. Because again we said achas bashana means kapara zulaytei of achas bashana. This particular kapara should be only once a year, so only on Yom Kippur. Elav Yom Kippurim, Mechaper Adir Regalim, but why can't the one of Yom Kippur be Mechaper for the same one as the other Regalim, according to Reb Shimon? And the answer is, Amar Kro Achas, because again, the Pasuk says Achas, which means disconnected from the word Bashana, means Kapora Achas Mechaper, Bein Mechaper, Shtei Kaporas, it's Mechaper for only one thing, not for two. The question is, well, you see, Achas B'Sar HaNasa B'Fnim Hudachtiv. Yeah, but this Pasuk Achas Bashana is referring to the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim. How are you using it for the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz? And the answer is Omakra, because like we learned in the Mishnah, there's a Hekesh. Omakra, because the Prophet says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, that the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz is besides for the Chatas of Yom Kippur, which is the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim, the Itkush Chitzen L'Pnimi, thus we have a Hekesh between the Chitzen and the Pnimi, and what applies to one applies to the other, and therefore that means just like the Pnimi can be Mechaper for only one thing, Achas, so the same way the one B'Chutz can only be Mechaper for Achas, says Reb Shimon, and not for anything else. That was according to Reb Shimon. Now, the Mishnah had continued, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda had said in the name of Reb Shimon, that no, there's a different understanding of what happens. He says that the one of the Shchodesh is Mechaper for only one thing, then the ones of Regolim are Mechaper for that, as well as for Ein Be'idia Levitz Chilav Levitzayt, and the one of Yom Kippur, the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz, goes beyond that as Mechaper for those two, as well as for Yeshva Yediyah, as well as whether there's no Yediyah but Chilav, but there is Yediyah B'Sayt. So, let's work out why he holds that way. So the Moses Maishna of the Rosh Chodeshim to the Mechaper Adi Regalim. Now, why would it be that the one of Rosh Chodesh is not Mechaper for the same one as the Regalim? Thus, the Amakra, because the Pasuk says Avoin, again, because the Pasuk says Avoin Ha'ede in the singular, Avoin Echon who Noise, the Ein Noise Shtei Avoin, it's implying that the one of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for only one Avoin and not two, so therefore he can't say that it was once he learns that Avoin Ha'ede means that means Tumas Basar, means the Torah who ate Tomei meat of a carbon, then we're saying that it's Mechaper only for that. Well, the Regalim Nami Lim Nakapra the Rosh Chodeshim, by the same logic, according to him, the ones of the Regalim should not be Mechaper for the same ones as Rosh Chodesh. The Amakra Oisa, because again, we had the Pasuk before, in that same Pasuk says Oisa, Nasan Lachem, Oisa who Noisa Oven, Rein Acha Noisa Oven, that we could learn from the word Oisa that it means that only that one is Mechaper for this and nothing else. The answer is Oisa Lemashmalay. He doesn't hold that the word Oisa is meant to teach us anything special. The word Oisa is just a style of the Pasuk, and therefore, according to him, there's no special limud that we're supposed to do from it. Here's where Tosfos says that in that case, it has to be that he uses Oisa for something. Otherwise, how would we know that, that the ones of Yom Tovim, that the ones of the Regalim, Amachapa, where there's Ein Bo Yediyah, like the Tchilah of the Levesayif, maybe it means only Tohar She'ochol Satamei. If anyway he's not learning from Oisa, then he could say the same thing that the Korban of Rosh Chodesh accomplishes, which is Tohar She'ochol Satamei, the ones of Yom Tovim should accomplish. So Tosfos goes on to say that no, certainly Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is darshaning Oisa for some purpose. The Regalim, there's nothing else. So therefore it has to be Ein Ba Yediyah Levitchilah V'Levesayif. But if we're saying that the Regalim do have, once we find something that the Regalim do, which no other Korban up to that point does, namely Ein Yediyah Levitchilah V'Levesayif, which Rosh Chodesh does not, then the Oisa means that then he says, I'm not using the word Oisa to say that it should be only that and not also the one of Rosh Chodesh. So he is using the word Oisa to a certain limited extent. Plus also Tosfos says you can say that there is also a hekesh between the regalim and the sarah chitzen, that it means that in both cases there's something where there's kares, whereas Torah she'ochol satamei there's no kares. So he would say, to that extent, you have a hekesh between them, that it means that it means the mechaper on Tumas Mitzvah Trekodshav. So, but he's not learning from the word oisa, like Reb Shimon had, that it means that the kapara of Rosh Chodesh is exclusive to the korban of Rosh Chodesh. He will hold that it can also be covered by the ones of the Yom Tovim. All right, the Gemara says, "Maishna du regalim the mechapi adi Yom Kippurim." Now, why is it Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is saying that the ones of the Yom Tov are not Mechaper on the one of Yom Kippur, namely that Yom Kippur is also dealing with Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, but Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof, whereas according to him, the Regalim is only when there's no Yediyah at the beginning, none at the end. And we're saying the reason is, the reason must be, because we've been saying all along, Achas Bashana, that the Korban of Yom Kippur is unique, and it's once a year, Kapara Zulay Tehela Achas Bashana, implying that this Kapara should be only once a year, Ihochidim, Kapurim Namulin, Kapura under Regalim, by the same logic, the one of Yom Kippur should not be Machapur for the same one as the Regalim, and here in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda had said, that the one of Yom Kippur is Machapur for the same ones as Rosh Chodesh, Tumas Basar, and the same ones as the Yom Tovim, no Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'soif, as well as no Yediyah at the beginning and there is Yediyah at the end. Why should it? How could it? Achas Ksiv, the Pasuk says Achas, Kapora Achas Machapur, Ve'ena Machapur Shte Kaporis, meaning that it's Machapur only one thing, not two. And the answer is Achas by Mashmalei, because he doesn't hold that you should learn something from that word Achas. He learns Achas Bashana. Sure, you can learn from that, but not just from the word Achas disconnected from Bashana like that. So the Gemara says, Amai, well, why or not? Taka, why not? Why shouldn't he douse in the word Achas? The Kiksiv Achas Basara Nasa Bifnim Ksiv, because the word Achas is only in connection with the Sar HaNasa Bifnim, and here we're talking about the Sar HaNasa Bachot, so according to him, there's not a similarity. Well, Ihochi Dirgolim Nami Adnikapru Adi Yemakapurim. Well, by the same logic, then, the ones of the Rigolim should be able to be Machapra for the same one as the Sar HaNasa Bachot of Yom Kippur, for the same reason. Dechiksev Achas, the Sar HaNasa Bifnim Ksiv, for the same reason. You're saying you can't douse in from Achas to limit the Kapara of the Sar HaNasa, Bachot of Yom Kippur, because the word Achas by itself doesn't mean that. Well, by the same logic, then, the ones of Yom Tovim should be able to cover the same thing as Yom Kippur. Because also, we were doubting from the word Achas that it means it's only once a year, and that refers only to the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. So the answer is no. The Gemara says, La'olam Achas Mashmalai. No, we're going to say that Shimon ben Yehuda does, in fact, hold that the word Achas is a mute. The shiny Hocha, so therefore, in other words, for now, so that explains, so in other words, when we have at the end of the Pasuk, when it says Achas Bashana, and from that we learn no other Korban can accomplish the same Kapara, then that's fine. We can learn that. V'shayni hocha d'amakura b'chipar Aaron al-kanois of Achas Bashana. Because the Pasuk goes like this. The Aaron should bring the Kapara on the corners of the Mizbeach HaChitzen once a year. So we have the words Achas Bashana are next to the word kanoisav. In other words, we're saying the kapara that's accomplished on Karnoisav, on the horns of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, is Achas Bashana, is only once a year. So therefore, Karnoisav, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, who the kapara Achas Machapa Veno Hapashte Kaparas. Therefore, he says we can take the word Achas over there and say, when it says Karnoisav Achas, then it means the kapara that's accomplished by the one that's brought on Karnoisav is Machapa only one, which is the Sarah HaPnimi, where the blood is also daubed on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that one, Kapara Achas Machapa, Reina Machapa Shte Kaparas. Only that one can be Machapa, only one Kapara and not two, and therefore, of necessity, that one has to be only the one where there was Yediyah B'Tchila, not Yediyah B'Soif, and it's Tola, and it suspends the person's punishment until, as we said, he finds out that he did wrong and brings his own carbon. But when it comes to the one that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, we're there, in other words, that's not what's being referred to in the Pasuk with the word Achas Bashana, because it's not in connection with the word Karnoisav, because that one, the blood is not brought on the horns of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's a Sar HaChitzen, the blood is never brought into the Heichel in the first place. Afilu Shtei Kaparas. And Rav Shimon ben Yehuda is going to say, fine, that one can be mechaper, two, or in this case, three, kaparis. So therefore, in other words, he says, this pasuk, the words Achas Vashana, are only meant to limit the scope of the kapara of the Mizbeach, of the Sar HaPnimi, which is brought, where the blood of it is brought, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It's not meant to limit the scope of the Mizbeach HaChitzen, of the Sar HaChitzen, whose blood is never brought into the Heichel in the first place, and therefore, the words Achas Vashana, he does learn from the word Achas Vashana, but only in connection with the Sar HaPnimi, he doesn't hold that limits what happens with the Sar HaChitzen, and therefore, according to him, the Sar HaChitzen. And since he also doesn't douch in so much the limitation from the word oisa, then he can say therefore that the one of the Sar HaChitzen of Yom Kippur is in fact mechaper more than one kapara, and therefore it's mechaper for its own unique thing, which is yeshba yediyah b'soif not b'tchila, as well as for all the other ones of the Yom Tovim, namely no yediyah b'tchila, no yediyah b'soif, as well as for Rosh Chodesh tohar she'ochal satameh, and therefore according to him it works out, and in fact, the Sar HaChitzen of Yom Kippur is Mechaper for all of those. So now we've gone through all the various opinions in the Mishnah of what each of these kobanas is being mechapa for in terms of tumas nefesh v'kadshav. We're going to have one more thing where the Mishnah had mentioned as far as people did tumas nefesh v'kadshav b'mezid that the Mishnah deals with later on. That one we talk about the sarah nasa b'fnim that the Gemara is going to get back to later on. But meanwhile, the Gemara is going to interject a discussion which is going to relate to something in our Mishnah. We have the case where one of those goats got lost, and you want to bring up the next Rosh Chodesh or the next Yom Tov or whatever. So the Gemara is going to deal with a matter. Where we're going to bring in that Mishnah, but that's going to be a side topic about this whole matter of kodshim getting lost or otherwise unavailable to use, and what we do with them then.